The committee interacted with only two other stakeholders. That is the DPP and Council Jude Biamukama. One would wonder why a matter of great national importance of this magnitude would only attract two external stakeholders. This is unprecedented in matters of this nature. On this account, in addition to other reasons given in the minority, the minority invites Parliament to reject the bill to the extent proposed herein. This was the conclusion of the minority. Whereas reforms within the UPDF Act are necessary to address contemporary security challenges, such reforms must not compromise constitutional rights, judicial independence, or civilian oversight. We, the minority, persuade this Parliament to reconsider the provisions of the UPDF Amendment Bill 2025 to ensure they align to the principles of democracy,